This is the BBC, with the Daily Minutes podcast. Oh no, it isn't. I mean, this is the Daily Minutes podcast. This is, however, not the BBC.
Daily Minutes Podcast, 12 oktober 2019. Dit is het Brutten van zaterdag. Nou, zoals te horen is, ik ben niet fantastisch bestemd. Vandaag dus ook geen uitgebreid Nederlands commentaar van mij. Ik heb het nieuws van de RSGB en daarna de column van Onno. En geen data vandaag.
CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 13th of October 2019. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB meets with Ofcom over VDSL. Scottish Microwave Roundtable soon. Apply now to run GB19 YOTA. As a result of RSGB members' concerns, a letter requesting a meeting was sent to Ofcom by the RSGB director responsible for Spectrum, RSGB board chairman and RSGB president, subsequently Dave Wilson, M0OBW, Dr. Philip Willis, M0PHI, and Dr. Martin Sack, G8KDF, Dr. John Rogers, M0JAV, and Steve Thomas, M1ACB, met Ofcom this week to discuss the VDSL issues. Some of the key points from that meeting include: 1. Ofcom has finished its testing and has produced a report which the RSGB saw in draft format. This revised report recognises that VDSL emits a level of electromagnetic disturbance capable of affecting HF radio reception. With that in mind, the RSGB asked Ofcom to publish its new report and remove the previous report from its website. 2. Ofcom is happy to support the RSGB's plan to reopen discussions with Openreach. One area the RSGB intends to discuss with Openreach is the implementation of notching for the amateur bands, a feature that's already included in Openreach equipment. 3. The RSGB EMC committee has published its final report on joint testing with Ofcom and is happy to confirm that the results are similar to those in the new Ofcom report. At tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1013-ofcom. 4. The RSGB emphasised the need to implement notching in G-Fast, ultra-fast broadband from the beginning, and we'll take this up with Ofcom during further meetings. 5. To help amateurs understand Ofcom's position, Ofcom offered to write an open letter to the RSGB explaining its ethos, the rationale behind how it operates, what the law is, what Ofcom can do, and what it will do, and also how Ofcom's decision-making process works. This letter has also been published on the RSGB website. The Scottish Microwave Roundtable will take place in Burntisland in Fife on Saturday the 2nd of November. The programme includes talks by Martin Hall, GM8IEM, on constructing a 13-centimetre home station around the Kuhn MKU23G4 transverter, Heather Lomond, M0HMO, on beginning with GNU SDR, and Mark Hughes, GM4ISM, on microwave EME. Other attractions include a construction competition, a test equipment bench, and an evening dinner. Further information at www.gmroundtable.org.uk. Youngsters on the Air Month takes place each December to encourage youngsters to get on the air and to learn more about the practical side of the hobby. The RSGB has the call sign GB19 YOTA, and we're looking for radio clubs, schools, scout guide groups, cadet groups and individuals to activate the call sign or host a station. Operations can be on HF, VHF, UHF using all modes, but operators should be age 26 or below. Each day will be split into three operating slots. 0000 to 1159 UTC, 1200 to 1759 UTC, and 1800 to 2359 UTC. But you can also just operate for a few hours if you wish. All full licensed RSGB members or affiliated clubs can register to host the call sign, but foundation and intermediate license holders may operate if they're supervised from the station of a club or the station of a full license holder. To find out more, go onto the RSGB website, and to apply to host the call sign, please email gb19yota at rsgb.org.uk with your full name and call sign, your RSGB membership or affiliation number, your preferred dates and operating times. The RSGB is pleased to announce that Bob Everett, G2RE, has taken up the volunteer post of Youth Champion. Rob will work closely with the youth team to ignite interest, develop links with school scouts and guides, the universities and the general public, and motivate young people to get involved in amateur radio. A special WRC 19 issue of ITU News is now available, which you can download from the following site. I've only got the tinyurl.com number, gb2rs-1013-itu. It's a large file but provides excellent overview of the conference and its agenda items, including an article on the IARU objectives for the conference by IARU Secretary Dave Summer, K1ZZ. WRC 19 takes place over a full month, starting from the 28th of October, concluding on the 22nd of November. The relevant RSGB volunteers plan to attend as part of Ofcom-led UK delegation, while some other amateurs will be embedded in other national delegations. The IARU will also be present if it has official observer status. The RSGB's social media and special focus page will feature regular postings whilst the conference is underway. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tonight, the 13th of October, UK Army, Navy and Air Cadet units will be carrying out Exercise Blue Ham 19. Operations will be on the 5 MHz shared band. Amateurs may claim a certificate if they contact 10 or more stations over the weekend and submit a copy of the log sheet. QSO exchange details and claim info are on the RSGB website. This is the last chance of 2019 to make contact with cadets. There are two ARIS school contacts with the International Space Station planned for this week. An Italian school is booked for the 17th of October around about 08:49 UTC with a contact conducted in Italian. Then on Friday the 18th at around 09:37 UTC, an English language contact has been arranged with participants at a science and technology event in Germany. The downlink signals for both contacts will be audible in parts of Europe on 145.8 MHz FM. The GB3JV amateur TV transmitter is now on the air in beacon mode. It's located at Petswood, Kent, and transmits on 3404 MHz. The TX antenna is a slotted waveguide design and gives an ERP of 150 watts. Receiver inputs are available on 1249 MHz and the repeater output is streamed on the BATC website. To receive the repeater, all that's required is a tunable DVB-S2 satellite receiver or a BATC mini tuner, a small dish and a C-band LNB. Coverage predictions show reception possibilities across the heavily populated area of South East and East London, as well as parts of Essex. The repeater is due on the air due to the work of many people, and the repeater keeper thanks them all. Information and updates at www.gb3jv.co.uk. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 13th is the final day of the 2019 RSGB convention at Kent Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Milton Keynes, MK76BZ. Today the 13th, the Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally will be held in the Floral Hall, Hornsey, HU181NQ. Doors open at 10 a.m. Admission £2 with under 14s free. The bring and buy will be run by Hornsey ARC. There'll be trade stands showing radio equipment, computers and so on, and an RSGB book stand. Hot and cold food will be available in the cafe. Contact Les 2E0LBJ 01377 252 393, or go to hornseyarc.co.uk. Today the 13th sees the Holsworthy Radio Rally take place at its new venue, Holsworthy Leisure Centre, Well Park, Western Road, Holsworthy in Devney, X22 60H. There'll be traders bringing by and catering on site. The venue has a separate disabled access via the side door. A club steward will be on duty in the car park. Doors open 8 a.m. for traders, 10 a.m. for visitors. Contact Howard, M0MYB, email holsworthyarc@gmail.com. On Saturday the 19th, the Carrickfergus Amateur Radio Group Radio Rally will be held in Downshire Secondary School, Downshire Road, Carrickfergus. Doors open 12 noon for the public, 9:30 for traders. All proceeds from the sale of food and beverages go to Belfast Samaritans, a very worthy charity. More information from Elizabeth Ford on 0785 544 2839. On Saturday the 19th, the CW Convention and CW Boot Camp will be held at the 3rd Witham Scout and Guide Headquarters, that's the rear of Spring Lodge Community Centre, Powers Hall End, Witham in Essex, CM82HE. Registration is at 8:30 a.m. for 9 a.m. start. The event is due to finish at about 4:30 p.m. You should pre-register as places are limited. Contact g0ibnfigure1@yahoo.com or 07453 426087. Next Sunday the 20th, the Gala Shields Rally takes place in Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, Scottish Borders, TD13JX. Doors open 11 a.m. for disabled visitors, 11:15 for the general public. There'll be traders bring and buy, refreshments available on site. Please send details of your 2020 rally and event plans as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. So far we've received details of only 6 events for the whole of the year. Now, DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, members of the Can-Am D-Expedition Group will be active as TX7T from the Marquesas Islands, that's IOTA OCO27, until the 17th of November. They'll operate CWSSB RITI FT8 in fox and hound mode on the 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL via M0 URXs, OQRS, and Logbook of the World. René DL2JRM will be active as 9H3YY from Malta, that's EU023. Between the 18th and 22nd of October, QSL Home Call Director Bureau, he doesn't use Logbook of the World. Villy DJ7RJ will be active again as Fox Hotel stroke call sign from My Yacht. That's AFO27 from the 15th of October to the 4th of November. He'll operate CWSSB and a focus on the 160 metre band and low bands. QSL via home call, he doesn't use Logbook of the World or Club Log. Antonio EA5RM will be working in Bolivia until the 30th of November. In his spare time, he'll operate SSB in digital modes, 40 to 10 metre bands, as Charlie Papa 1 X-ray radio mic, QSL EA5RM. Look for Fabian F4GYM portable and Pierre-Marie F4 FCE portable. He'll be active from Grand-Île-de-Chaussée, that's C-H-A-U-S-E-Y, EU039, between the 19th and the 25th of October. They'll operate SSB, CW and digitals, 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL home calls, either via the Bureau or direct. Philippe F1DUZ will be active as Fox Golf 4KH from Guadeloupe, which is NA102, between the 14th and the 29th of October. He'll operate SSB and some FT8 on 8, 40, 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via F1DUZ, either direct or via the Bureau. Now for special event news, Hartlepool ARC will be running Jamboree on the air special event station GB0TVS on behalf of Tees Valley Scouts on the 19th and 20th of October. The station will operate from the Hartlepool Scout Centre, Brierton Lane, just off the A689. Activity will be VHF, HF and UHF, all visitors welcome. GB1 and HS will be acting as part of the G1ANT healthcare schedule to take place. Giant healthcare scheduled to take place 15th to the 16th of October at the Chelsea Football Club Stadium in London. This time will be the first time that the event has featured amateur radio. Paul Devlin will be operating a demo station on both days. GB100 GP will be on the air from Gilwell Park on the 19th and 20th of October and will have over 250 youngsters visiting the station over the weekend, taking part in various activities. They'll be active on HF and local on 145 megs with voice and SSTV. Please send details of your events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition that stations using UK special event call signs must be open to the public. Now for contest news. Oceania DXCW contest ends its 24-hour run at 0800 UTC today the 13th using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Today the 13th, the IRTS 40-metre counties contest runs from 1200 to 1400 UTC using CW and SSB, exchange of signal report and serial number. EING stations also send the county. On Monday, the 80-metre autumn series runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW only on 3.5 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 23 SEMs band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 4-metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, Worked All Germany contest runs from 1500 UTC on the 19th to 1500 on the 20th, using CW and SSB, 3.5 to 28 megs. The exchange of signal report, serial number, with German stations also sending DOK. Next, Sunday the 20th of October, the 50 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on 6 metres, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator, surprisingly. Next Sunday the 20th, the second Rolo contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW only, 3.5 megs bands, the exchange is signal report and the rolling postcode. Next Sunday the 20th, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 megs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now we come to the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had a mixed bag of HF propagations over the last 7 days, although Monday saw maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path climb above 21 megs. Conditions were less good on Thursday morning, mainly due to an elevated KP index, which reached 4 thanks to an enhanced solar wind with a south-facing BZ component. There was DX to be had, though, including A82X in Liberia, TO8TSP in Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon, and the ZK3A de-expedition to the Tokelau Islands. They unfortunately had to end their operations due to the illness of an island resident, but well-equipped stations were able to work them earlier. There were no sunspots recorded during the last 7 days. We apologise for saying the same last week, when in fact a small spot did appear and then vanished the next day. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index pegged at 68. Good news is they don't think we'll have any geomagnetic disturbances. A shot of the sun taken by the Solar Dynamics Observatory on Thursday, the 10th, showed no coronal hole activity. As we know only too well, this could change as the week goes on, but for now we predict settled geomagnetic conditions with maximum usable frequencies near the seasonal norms. We're now seeing the better autumnal propagation as the ionosphere cools, although you might be forgiven for thinking we're not. The low solar flux is not making the bands come alive to SSB and to a lesser extent CW, although modes like FT8 with its lower required signal-to-noise ratio is letting DX be worked on a regular basis. Now for VHF and up, it's hard to get too much enthusiasm for next week's VHF propagation prospects, as autumn is the season of changeable weather patterns. The next week is no exception. There'll be low pressure nearby for much of the week, with the main centres tracking close to Scotland, but also affecting the south at times. These will also bring windy weather at times to test the summer antenna work The upside, of course, is that this unsettled weather pattern will bring some good prospects for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands again. As for Tropo, it's not looking good for UK stations with high pressure displaced to the south over France, Biscay and the Azores, and thus well out of range for any extended Tropo paths. Today sees moon declination go positive, so we'll see a continuing increase in moon window lengths and peak moon elevation. We are past apogee for this lunar month now, so losses will be falling as well. Sky noise on VHF is low but increasing, reaching 500 Kelvin at 144 MHz next Saturday. There is one small meteor shower this coming week, the Epsilon Geminids, on the 18th. We're a week and a day from the much more intense Orionid shower, so we should see some improvements then in meteor scatter conditions. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me too until next week.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. As you might know, I enjoy doing contests. Actually, that's an understatement. I love doing contests. I think that they represent an excellent way to learn about operating procedure, propagation, band selection, antenna direction, call sign recognition, and dealing with adverse operating environments. In short, I think that contesting teaches you lots about amateur radio in a very short time. That said, doing a contest or learning from a contest is challenging, and for a new amateur, it can be absolutely daunting. If you have the luxury of a club station, you're familiar with the following picture. Bunch of people sitting around in the shack, one person operating the radio. If the operator has their headset on, the conversation in the shack will be about life, the universe and everything. If the operator isn't wearing a headset, the conversation in the shack will also be about life, the universe and everything, with the radio blaring in the background, and the operator initially asking people to keep quiet so they could discern that elusive DX station, frustration growing with every contact. Being at your own station might not be much different. Replace shack with home and the people in the shack with your family, and you get the picture. If you step into that environment as a new amateur, you'll get a sense of camaraderie, but little in the way of contesting knowledge. If you're lucky, you might have someone point out what's happening, but quickly the conversation is likely to turn to other topics. It's hard to participate when you can only hear half the conversation. Recently, I did another contest. As I said, I love them, so why not? I invited two new amateurs to the party. They arrived separately at different times and had vastly different experiences. My first guest got to see the back of my head, whilst I called CQ Contest, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo, followed by November Kilo 8 Oscar, you are 59020. Then 104, CQ Contest, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo. My second guest got to hear the whole contact. CQ Contest, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo, November Kilo 8 Oscar. November Kilo 8 Oscar, you are 59020. Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo, you are 59104. 104, CQ Contest, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo. In both cases, I was wearing a headset. But in the case of my second guest, I'd finally achieved something that I'd been aching to achieve for years. I managed to combine the best of both worlds. The radio audible in the shack, and the operator wearing a headset, at the same time. My intent has always been to get this to work, but radio after radio, configuration after configuration, shack after shack, this seemed to be a doomed attempt at getting my fellow amateurs to understand why this was important and how we might implement this. One of the radios in the past had a headphones plus speaker option, but it wasn't ideal, and as I recall, it handled sub-receivers poorly, not to mention the menu shenanigans required to actually make it work. The current radio in the club shack is typical of radios today. Headphones or speakers, not both. This radio has an Ethernet port, so there was talk of using voice over IP and extracting it to multiple destinations. This conversation went on for a while. I then hit on the idea of using computer speakers, tweaking them by clipping the wire that mutes the speaker when you insert headphones. In the end, the solution was much nicer, much simpler, and easy to implement for any radio with a headphone socket. I confess that I cannot believe it was this simple, but it was. Get yourself a wire adapter. It's basically a headphone splitter. You can get them almost anywhere. Supermarket, petrol station, electronics store, anywhere that sells mobile phone accessories to teenagers who want to share their music with their friends. Plug the wire adapter plug into the radio headphone socket. Plug your headphone into one of the wire adapter sockets. And plug some powered computer speakers into the other wire adapter socket. Set the volume on the radio for your headset as needed, and adjust the computer speaker volume as required. End result is an operator who can hear the contact, and a shack that can teach a new amateur about what's going on. Bliss. Feedback from guest number 2? This changed everything, and he learnt a great deal after that. Mission accomplished. I'm Ono. Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
This podcast is made by myself. I'm Peter John in English Media. Title music is by Croatian artist Blasko and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl, 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes Podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.